This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we mentioned a previous few ahadith about the overemphasis, or rather the underemphasis, of one's attire, one's clothing, whereby we find that certain members of our Muslim ummah begin to become negligent in the way that they adorn themselves and the way they attire themselves. And in general, we find that people in clothing, they find happiness or contentment. As they say, if you look good, then you feel good, which is partially true. Because even in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Ya bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Wakulu washrabu wa la tusrifu innahu la yuhibbul musrifin. Ya bani Adam, O children of Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjidin. Every time you come to the masjid, lissalati, for prayers, you enter into the masjid, or you want to perform your prayers even at home, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ, take your beautiful garments. Take your best of your garments standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's, this statement is partially true. A person who dresses well feels good, because external purity, to a certain degree, is resemblance of internal purity. Person shouldn't live in a disheveled state, whereby some people, they believe that a symbol of awliya, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to live in turab, in dust, on the earth, state of nudity, disheveled, not dressed well, unkempt. That's what some people think. This is a symbol of piety, of righteousness, of a person who's close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Allah highlights subhanahu wa ta'ala what is the criteria of becoming the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two sifat, two characteristics that we find. No fear, no grief be upon these individuals. Who are these individuals? Alladhina amanu. Firstly, those who believe, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالتَّقْوَى is a comprehensive, vast word, and comprehensive in meaning. Anything that is obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and anything which is disobedience, to stay away from that. That's Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, فَكُلُّ مُتَّقِي فَوَ وَلِيُّ اللَّهِ subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person who follows the path of taqwa is trying to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By default, that person is a friend of Allah. By default, there's no special wird. There's no special supplication. No special dua, no special adhkar. Follow the Quran and the Sunnah, and by default, you become one of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, as we mentioned, we began with that overemphasis that sometimes we may place in the external. And as the Quran mentions, the hidden elements. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. In our discussions at Surah Al-A'raf, speaking about expelling Adam and Hawa alayhi salam from Jannah, as we mentioned, the whole discussion about clothing and garments, taking remnants, taking your covering. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. The best thing that a person can take, the best garment, is one of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, consciousness. So that's these people, as we mentioned, a certain degree, dress well, dress good, feel good inside your heart, partially true, but you find still, they're searching for some contentment. They're searching for some peace. The human being searches to find ways of overcoming, or finding things to secure them, overcome their difficulties, their troubles, their misfortunes, their worries. That's the human being by nature. We try to protect ourselves from certain things, that calamities or difficulties or obstacles that come in our life. And that's all of us. It wouldn't sound strange if all of us could see an eye to the future. If all of us could see what would happen in 10 years' time, 20 years' time to us, to our children. And if you could see certain things, we'd all want to go and amend that and rectify that or give them something better for them. They don't face the problems that we may have faced. That's all human beings. But sometimes these aspects of trying to see the future or trying to remove calamities or to remove difficulties that we find, even some of us Muslims fall into that. And this is something dangerous, to delve into the unseen, to try to enter into that world, as they say. And that is today's discussion of this prophetic hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, man ata arrafan fasa'alu an shay'in. Whoever comes to a fortune teller and asks him about something, lam tuqbal lahu salatun arba'ina layla, that person's prayer will not be accepted for 40 nights. Hadith inside Sahih Muslim. Another similar hadith that we find in Musnad of Imam Ahmad, man ata kahinan aw arrafan, whoever comes to a soothsayer or comes to a fortune teller, فَصَدَّقَهُ بِمَا يَقُولُ, and believes in whatever that person has narrated and said to them, believes this person is telling the truth, believes this person knows the unseen, believes that this person has seen something and is advising me about something, فَصَدَّقَهُ بِمَا يَقُولُ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, has disbelieved in that which was sent down upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And thus, this isn't a trivial matter, some people that they think. As they say, curiosity killed the cat, that human beings are curious about their lives. That's why a person should study what is classified as Nawaqidul Islam. Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab collected 10, but ulama written as many things that nullify your Islam. There are things which nullify a person's Islam, take a person outside the fold of Islam, and they don't, ما يشعرون, they don't even perceive it. فمثلا, whoever mocks the sunnah, الاستهزاء بالسنة كفر, whoever makes a joke of the sunnah, makes a joke, to help us to understand, makes a joke about the beard, makes a joke about the hijab, about the niqab, makes a joke about it as a Muslim. We're not saying about whether they practice it or they don't practice it. That's not our discussion. A Muslim makes a mockery, a joke about one of the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is kufr. Nawaqidul Islam takes you outside the fold of Islam. So these are things, elements we need to study as Muslims. Just like we need to know what is our belief. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Have knowledge that none has the right to be worshipped except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person needs to have knowledge regarding this. How they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The rights and the regulations that belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise we find, what negates that belief? Because la ilaha illallah huwa ithbat wa nafi. Qawlu la ilaha illallah is affirmation and negation. La ilaha. Negation, there's none to be worshipped. Affirmation, illallah, except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not there is no God but God, is a wrong translation. Because you're still accepting these other deities. There's other things that can be worshipped. Ma ma'budun bihaqqin illallah. No, none has the right to be worshipped. Full right of worship, illallah, except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadah. Lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the ulama mentioned, to recognize who is a deity. Sittatu ashya, six things. To see who is the deity, who is the creator. Annahu khalaqakum, wa khalaqa aba'akum, wa khalaqa samawati wal ard, wa anzala min as-sama'i ma'a, wa akhraja min al-ardi nabata. Sittatu ashya. Whoever fulfills that is the creator. Created you, created your forefathers and whatever existed before, created the heavens and the earth, sends down the rain, brings out the crops and the vegetation, the produce. Whoever can do all those six things is Allah, is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person understands that, at-taqarrub ila Allah, comes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the deities that these people that they worship, maybe able to do one thing. Maybe they may be able to visualize that the rain is coming, or maybe able to do some form of trickery or some form of deception. None of these deities, all these false deities, none of them can do the complete things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed and legislated or mentioned that He is Al-Khaliq. He is the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man ata arrafan fasa'lu an shay'in. So mujarrad at-tasa'ul, person just curiosity just comes and just asks the person. Just comes and asks a fortune teller. It's not mentioning whether you believe in them or you don't. Just coming and questioning. That's why doubtful affairs. You find a person should stay away from shubuhat. Doubtful affairs. Person should stay away from it. Something is a grey area. Stay away from it. Many people try to hide. Well, maybe smoking, drugs is clear, but smoking isn't too clear. Shisha isn't too clear. Okay, if it's not too clear, it's doubtful. Whoever wants to save their iman, even though that's not the right view, but just for linguistic purpose, just to help us to understand. If it's doubtful and you acknowledge at least it's doubtful, then according to the hadith, anything which is doubtful, a person should avoid it. Protects the iman. Protects the taqwallah, the consciousness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَمْ تُقْبَلْ لَوْ صَلَاتٌ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً. Look how severe it is. That person's prayer will not be accepted for 40 nights. That doesn't mean here, as many other ahadith mentioned, a person who drinks khamr, drinks alcohol, or takes intoxication, their prayer is not accepted. That doesn't mean you abandon the prayer. It means لَيْسَ لَهُ أَجْرٌ. Person has no reward. You have to pray for 40 days. And وَلَكَ الصِّفْر. Zero. No reward. No reward for the person, just for asking about your future, just coming to fortune teller, just to ask about your life. And then you can see the element of kufr. Because if a person now abandons as-salah, tarku as-salah, huwa al-kufr al-wadih, is clear kufr. You know all these symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're nice symbols, they're beautiful symbols. The biggest symbol of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-salah. فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. Whoever leaves it becomes a disbeliever. وَإِجْمَعُ الصَّحَابَ. The Sahaba never united upon anything or a few things. Amongst those few things is as-salah. Whoever leaves the prayer is a disbeliever. And likewise, a person who continuously visits, comes to a fortune teller and begins, leads to kufr. Because a person thinks that this individual may be controlling something of the heavens and earth, maybe taking away some hardship or difficulty that could be falling upon the individual. مَنْ أَتَى كَاهِنًا أَوْ عَرَّافًا فَصَدَّقَهُ بِمَا يَقُولُ. Whoever comes to a soothsayer, person who just makes up stories, makes up fables, makes up lessons to people, mixes truth with falsehood, and whoever comes to a fortune teller, this individual you find, and they believe that this individual could be telling the truth or is telling the truth, has disbelieved in that which was sent down upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus the ulama begin to discuss what type of kufr is this. Some of them, minute view, go to the view, the person is a disbeliever, clear cut. Majority of ulama go to the view, فَهُوَ kufr دُونَ kufr. It's a kufr lesser than the greater kufr, takes you outside the fold of Islam. But still the key word here is kufr. And some of us, we like to play with linguistic and semantics when people speak about certain things, say, no, it's kufr duna kufr. طيب, أي حال. Even something is kufr duna kufr. Al-hukum bima ghayr anzal Allah. Ruling by other than laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it's kufr duna kufr, what is it? It's still kufr, isn't it? It's disbelief. Don't get so bogged down in the words and the semantics and linguistics. Well, it's not that bad. It is kufr. To rule by other than law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will kufr? And if a person persists inside that, you read the works of the ulama, is persistent inside that and believes, if they believe that the law that they follow is better than the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fa huwa kafir. Wala shakka fi kufrihi. If a person openly says that the law that I follow today, the constitution, the law, inside my country, my land, is better than the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Better than the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ, is a disbeliever. As for a person, as many of us human beings, governs by another law, and knows that they're wrong, فَعَلَىٰ قَلْ شَيْهُوَ إِشْ, هُوَ ظَالِمٌ, هُوَ فَاسِقٌ, بِكَلِمَاتِ الْقُرْآنِ. Why do we pretend that, no, it's not possible, you can't use such words. The Qur'an is saying clearly, person who doesn't rule by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they're not a disbelieving individual, then they are zalim, oppressive individual, or they are fasiq, an open rebellious individual. Open rebellion. It's not something to hide about. Because al-fisq al-zahir, open rebelliousness, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly, using another constitution, using another law, placing it inside a Muslim environment, and following that law. We're not talking about here basic laws of etiquettes of traffic lights and stopping at junctions. That's not law. That is benefit of society. We're talking here about hududullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The law that Allah's laid out, this is the punishment. This is the recompense. This is the reward. This is what needs to be done upon a person. Person dismantles that, they are on a very fine line. On a very fine line of eventually leaving, may Allah forbid, the fold of Islam. That's what we mentioned. We should be wary about this. And also wary about this common practice. Travel for siru fil ard. You know, sometimes people think that we exaggerate in what we say. For siru fil ard. Travel through Muslim lands. And what do you see? You see people coming to people to read their hands. Qira'atul kaf. Palmistry, reading their hands. Look, we're not talking about non-Muslims here. Muslims will come to astrologers to read their fortune. Muslims will read their horoscopes. Muslims look at the cups, the end of the tea leaves, to see inside the tea leaves what is left there. Something resembles. Muslims will come to people who play with a crystal ball. Muslims will come there. Muslims begin to believe inside elements of bad luck. A black cat crossed my path. I spilled salt. Touch wood to take bad luck away from me. And then Muslims will wear talismans. So even if it contains the Quran, ulama have debated it greatly about even the Quran being placed as a talisman, placed as an amulet, that people think it protects an individual. Man wukila ala shay faqad ashraka billah. Whoever places their trust in a piece of thread, places their trust in that, say, I didn't wear that today. فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ بِاللَّهِ, committed shirk بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Whoever thinks آيَةُ الْكُرْسِي لِمُجَرِّدِ الْبَرَكَةِ فِي السِّيَّارَةِ, I'm hanging آيَةُ الْكُرْسِي inside my car for baraka. قَدْ يَقُولُ, maybe, but this will protect me from evil. Just the hanging of آيَةُ الْكُرْسِي around my neck, placing it in my car, placing it in my home, it protects me from evil, protects me from harm. This could, may Allah forbid, be some element of shirk inside your belief. That you think this will protect you. What will protect you? What will give you barakah? Is qira'atul Qur'an. Tatbikul Qur'an. Read the Qur'an. Recite the Qur'an. Implement the Qur'an. Be punctual and regular inside your prayers. That is barakah. That is protection. Whoever prays Salatul Fajr with the imam, pray Salatul Isha with the imam, فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ فِي حِفْظِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, is under the protection of Allah. Is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you don't need amulets. You don't need strings. You don't need these things. Whoever follows the Qur'an and the Sunnah, as we began with, is always under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's when people believe that these individuals, they can divert calamity, or they can help you avoid calamity, becomes a dangerous belief, as we mentioned. Even the concept of the stars. Qatada, he mentions, Imam Bukhari, he mentions that the stars have been created, placed there for three general purposes that you find the stars are there for. They're not there for horoscopes, for people to come and read their horoscopes, what will happen to me today. Now, even some Muslims, they have this practice, begin to read the newspaper to see what will happen to them during the day. Is there good luck? Is there bad luck for me inside my life? خَلَقَ اللَّهُ هَذِي النُّجُوبِ لِلثَّلَاثِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these stars for three general broad purposes. أولا we find زينة للسماء, beautification of the lowest heavens. Secondly, ثانيا رجوما للشياطين, as meteorites to be thrown down upon the devils. And thirdly, علامات يهتدى بها, as sign symbols to be guided via them. The evidence of this we find inside the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ. Indeed, we place the stars in the lowest heaven as a form of zina, beautification. As you look at a constellation, you find the beauty of the heavens that you find, that Allah's placed it there. Secondly, رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ, because you find that the devils, the jinn, will travel up to the lowest heaven, and they used to seek information and bring it back. So you find they began to be pulverized by the meteorites that come down, that come upon the earth, that people scientifically begin to search what is the purpose of meteorites, etc. This is the purpose, shara'an. Rujuma li shayateen, that it begins thrown, follows them. And as you find, when they return back to the earth, or they make it to the earth, they take one element of truth, and they mix 99 lies with it. That's what these suv says, these fortune tellers, that they do. The third purpose, وَعَلَامَاتٍ وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. Inside Surah Al-Nahl, the 16th chapter, verse number 16. 16. وَعَلَامَاتٍ وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. These are alamat, signs inside the heavens, the stars. That's why people who travel inside Sahara, inside the desert, they don't need a watch with them. They don't need a clock. They look at the movements of the stars, the constellation of the stars, the movement of the moon, the movement of the sun, and they're able to see what destination, where to travel. That's what the Quran mentions. وَعَلَامَاتٍ وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. And via these stars, they begin to find the right path in the traveling of wherever they want to go. The knowledge of the unseen, knowledge of the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the end of Surah Luqman, the 31st chapter, verse number 34. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the knowledge of the hour. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. Allah is the one that sends down the rain, knows what is in the womb of the mother. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. The end of Surah Luqman that we find. So people may say, no, but these people, they can predict the rain. They can see the gender or inside the fetus, or in the womb of the mother. This is limited knowledge. That Allah has given people the ability to see the clouds, the clustering of the clouds, to see the gathering of the clouds, see the weight of the clouds, see the wind, etc. to predict. But even then a person says, inshallah, via the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can see the gender of the child, but do they know? Am shaqiyun aw sa'id? Happy or sad? Am ila jannah aw ila nar? Into fire or paradise? Am faqir aw ghani? Or rich or poor? Do they know that knowledge? La. Ma indum hadha al-ilm. They don't have that knowledge. It's qasir, a limited knowledge that Allah has given these individuals. And likewise, wama tadri nafsun madha taksibu ghada. No soul knows what it will earn tomorrow. Nobody knows that. Today, a rich prince, tomorrow a poor pauper, a poor person. Today a poor person, tomorrow a rich person. Nobody knows. A person that وَمَا تَدْرِ نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتْ. No soul knows which land is going to die in. Nobody knows that knowledge. Nobody has that knowledge. And that's what we began with, that curiosity that all of us have about our wealth, our property, our children, about our life. All of us would want to enter into that world, but it's forbidden. And as we find, even prior to this, Allah mentioned inside his verse, inside Surah Luqman, about no father can avail his son. And no son, no child that's born can avail and help his father. You know, this is, if you look at Surah Luqman, this is the whole theme. The whole theme of the 31st chapter of this Quran, Surah Luqman, is, begins with advice of father to son, and ends with advice of father to son, that there's nothing one father can do to another son to avail him. And that's the lesson of Tawheed. It's inside deep penetration inside Surah Luqman. One of the most ultimate ayahs inside the Quran. Ya bunayya, la tushrik billah. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Teaches his son, Ya bunayya, oh my beloved son. La tushrik billah. Never ever commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. The most gravest of sins is to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read the advice. Continues. Ya bunayya aqimis salah. Oh my son, establish the prayer. Wa'mur bil ma'rufi wanha 'anil munkar. Order the good and forbid the evil. Wasbir 'ala ma asabak. Be patient or whatever befalls you. Likewise, wala tamshi fil ardi maraha. Don't walk upon the earth in a state of arrogance. Or he advised him, don't, another place said, Surah Isra, don't walk in a state of arrogance. But here, Luqman mentions, وَلَا تُسَعِدْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't walk in a state of arrogance on the earth. وَالسَّعَرْ فِي اللُّغَةِ الْعَرَبِيَّةِ الْفَصِيحَةِ السَّعَرْ هُوَ الْمَرَرْ فِي عُنُقِ الْإِبْلِ. Is a sickness inside that enters into the neck of the camel. So the camel raises his neck. انظر إلى لغة القرآن. إلى لغة القرآن. Don't become arrogant. More that you learn, more that you, oh my son, more that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't become arrogant on the earth. Don't become arrogant. Become a humble individual on this earth. Be patient regarding calamities. Live a sound, a good life. Have that. If there happens to be one atom's grain, a seed happens to be under a rock or in the darkness, يَأْتِبِهَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Anything, don't think you can hide anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh my son. A small grain in the depths of the darknesses of the night, under a dark rock, Allah will bring it out forth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah is subtle, the most aware, the all-knowing. That's what belief is. That's what Luqman is teaching his son. That's what we need to take from that lesson. What is belief? Pure tawakkal ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what the belief of a believer is. Nothing can avail me. Nothing can help me in my life. Nothing can rescue me. Nothing can protect me except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we find وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. Inside Surah Al-An'am, we find the sixth chapter of the Quran. To Allah belongs the keys of the unseen. Nobody has knowledge of the keys of the unseen. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. He knows whatever exists on the land or on the ocean. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. There's not a leaf that falls down, except for Allah knows. Not a leaf. How many leaves fall? Millions, billions fall? Not a single one leaf that it falls and it touches the ground except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge regarding that. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ذُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. There happens to be not even a seed in the depths of the ocean or depths of the earth. وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Nothing wet or dry, living, any form of living creature, wherever it happens to be, except for Allah has recorded that in a clear record with him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's as a side point. If you read Surah Al-An'am, these 165 odd verses, Makkan Surah, except for a few ayat, ulama of Ulum al-Quran, they mention, is nothing but Tawheed. This Makkan Surah, sixth Surah of the Quran, nothing but Tawheed. From the beginning, Alhamdulillah. There are five surahs inside the Quran. تَبْدَأُ بِالْحَمْدِ اللَّهِ بِالْحَمْدِ. Begin with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Fatiha, Al-An'am, Al-Kahf. If you find third surah that we find, Al-Saba' wa Fatir. And you study the locations, all these surahs, you find them in different locations, Allah's placed them. That Allah begins by praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِأَنَّ كُلُّ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ subhanahu wa ta'ala. Belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you find inside this surah. That's what we find full of Tawheed. This surah, that if we continue this ayat inside Surah Al-An'am that we find, Allah mentions, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا جَرَحْتُمْ بِالنَّهَارِ. He is the one that causes you to die in your sleep. Takes your life in the night. In the sleep, takes you away. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا جَرَحْتُمْ بِالنَّهَارِ. He knows whatever you carried out during the daytime. ثُمَّ يَبْعَثُكُمْ فِيهِ لِيُقْضَى عَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى. Then he'll place you back upon the earth until your appointed time comes. If you're not taken in your sleep, return back to this earth. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And to him is to the return, and then he'll inform you of whatever you carried out upon this earth. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. He's the irresistible, powerful one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over his servants. وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظَةً. This is a key element. He is the one who sends protectors upon you. Sends the angels to protect you. Not mankind. He sends angels to guard and to protect the believing individuals. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحْدَكُمْ الْمَوْتِ تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّطُونَ. When your time of death comes, then one of our messengers, they go out, meaning the angels, they come out to you to take your life. And you find, وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّطُونَ. They don't slacken. They don't slack in the commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the angels to do, unlike the human being. We drag our feet to obedience. The angels, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Never ever disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they're told to stand there for 70,000 years, just to stand there, make tahmid, make tasbih, make praise, they'll remain there. Will remain there, continuously praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا يَسْأَلُونَ. Don't ask. Unlike us human beings that we find. ثُمَّ رُضُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ. The ayat they continue, then you'll be returned back to the real protector and the only protector, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا لُلْحُكْمُ وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ. And don't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to him belongs the governance and the power, the control, and to him is a swift return. قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Who is going to rescue you? Who's going to help you in the darknesses of the ocean, the darknesses of the earth? تَدْعُونَهُ تَدَرُّعًا وَخُفْيَا. You call upon him in a state of adversity, hardship, difficulty, and in secrecy you call upon him. لَئِنْ أَنْجَانَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. That we call upon to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you rescue us from this, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. We're going to be grateful individuals. Rescue us from this hardship that we're facing inside our lives. قُلِ اللَّهُ يُنَجِّيكُم مِّنْهَا. Allah is the one that's going to rescue you from this hardship. وَمِنْ كُلِّ كَرْبٍ. Any difficulty, any hardship, Allah will bring you out from it. ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ تُشْرِكُونَ. But however, we find that we then begin to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unfortunately. Some Muslims, unfortunately, they may take offense to da'wah to tawheed, to the call of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe because of certain individuals or certain people or certain words that may exist there. So a person may naturally, at times, some element of harshness may have been used. A person may feel some form of offense or be offended. But let the Quran speak. Because the Quran is the ultimate book of Tawheed. That's what we say, we advise, just read the Quran. If you don't want to read certain scriptures or certain texts or certain explanations, read the Quran. Let the Quran speak to you and see what the Quran says about belief, about tawakkul, about reliance, about who to place your trust in, who protects you, who takes care of you. Let the Quran speak, because you can't make ta'wilat of the open verses. You can't change the open verses, the clear verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. If Allah places some hardship upon you, none can remove it except for him. That's what the Quran says. Any hardship in your life, no one cannot remove it except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And if Allah touches you with some goodness, gives you goodness, he has power and control over all things. Nobody can't remove it unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destines it for that individual. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْكَ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. He's the irresistible one over his servants, and he is the all-wise, the all-knowing. And this comes towards, we find, if we travel then to the end of Surah An'am, is nothing but tawheed, as we began with, we mentioned about this surah. Allah mentions, قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Engrave that, not in your heart, in your heart, throughout your life. قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاتِ, say my prayers, my sacrifice, my living and my dying, everything about me is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of all the worlds. La sharika lahu wa bidhalika umirt. No association to be made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No partners belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa bidhalika umirtu wa ana awwalul muslimin. That's what I've been commanded to do inside my life. And I'll be amongst the first and foremost believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then again, continuing towards the end of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِي رَبًّا وَهُوَ رَبُّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Can I seek another Lord, another Master, another deity, another protector over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah is the one who is the Lord over all things? And thus we find the essence is that our iman, our tawheed, our belief is weak. Thus we begin to come to soothsayers. We begin to come to fortune tellers. We begin to place trust in people. Because our iman is weak, our tawheed is weak. That's why a person should engross their lives reading the Qur'an, studying the Qur'an, and then reading books of kutub al-tawheed, works of tawheed, explaining belief, to know what your knowledge is, what your belief is. As we mentioned, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a simple message. Belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to recognize. Recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obey Him and to worship Him. That's what aqeedah is, belief is. There's other strands of belief that I hate to say such words. Well, I can come in shababina. How many of our youth, they only learn knowledge lirudud, for refutation, to look down, to tarnish, to blame people. That's not the intent of al-ilm, al-shar'i. Awwal sabab, awwal person of reason of seeking knowledge is at-taqarrub ila Allah, is closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala basiratin, upon foresight, is upon knowledge. But many of our youth, that's all they want to learn. They want to find where people have deviated, pull that out of them. ما نقبل أقاعد الشاعر الما تريدية. Al-Mu'tazila, we don't believe in these beliefs because it's full of falsafa, full of philosophy, logic, mantiq, Greek philosophy. Creed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful, it's safi, it's pure, it's easy, it's simple. You don't need great dogma, theology, great works to understand. It's simple, that's what belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. These are the people who've tainted the belief. Hal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mawjood aw ghayr mawjood? Fil alim aw kharij al-alim? Is he in the world, outside the world? Is he here, is he there, is he not there? Do we accept he hears, he sees? All is tunkar al-wujud Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from it. Stay away from falsafa, from kalam, mantiq, logic. Read classical works of what a belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. With the intent that every single Muslim, even if they've strayed, your job is to rectify them in a good manner, to encourage them. That asluka annaka Muslim, the essence is a Muslim. You believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purify your life, purify your iman. That's why you find that many, many average individuals, ana ahyana at'ajjab, I'm taken aback many times in my life. You walk into a masjid, tara shakhs, yabki, person sitting there crying, weeping, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who am I? Who am I to come and say that this person won't go to Jannah? Who are you to say this person will not be forgiven? Who is that individual to say that, well, but this person, but this, but this, but that? Who can dare say that? Most of the awam, most of the average people, their natural fitrah is taqarrub ila Allah. They want to find closeness to Allah. They want to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of them, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secrecy. In the night, as many of us, we began with worrying about certain, adorning ourselves with certain things, certain symbols. But we're in our heart, we're far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't sit there in secrecy and worry and ask ourselves, هل أنا من أهل الجنة أو من أهل النار؟ Am I a person of the hellfire or a person of paradise? Or am I worried about this person? Is he going to go to hellfire or is he going to go to paradise? Worry about yourselves. Of standing that day in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That what will happen to each and every single one of us. And living inside this environment. All of us sin. All of us sin. But remember, if you rescue one individual. Rescue one individual from the hellfire. That could be your success. A Jewish boy. The Prophet ﷺ is giving him da'wah via his character, his behavior. He comes to meet him in a state of sickness on his deathbed, leaving his dunya, goes and visits him. He turns and he looks at his father. What should I do? His father says to him, obey Abul Qasim. Obey the Prophet ﷺ. Obey him. Enter into Islam. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this individual has now been rescued from the hellfire. That's what our aqidah should be, a belief surrounded by so many people who are far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry about the size of their beard, the size of their niqab, what they look like, whether they still listen to music or whether they still take this or they do that. Yes, we will tackle all of those issues. But if a person moves away from kufr, moves away from being a non-Muslim, from being Yahudi or Nasrani, a Jew or a Christian, وَيَدْخُلْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ and enters into Islam, wipes out everything that existed before. Maybe they're going to be sinful, but all of us are sinful. We're all Muslim, could be sinful. But their belief has become a Muslim. That's what we should focus inside our lives. Belief to be a Muslim. Instill around the people that this is what the symbols of Islam is, the pure orthodox creed. The beginning point is calling people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to live a life of tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of oneness of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to dedicate our ibadat, our worship to only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to die in a state of submission and obedience, and to be resurrected with the leader of al-muwahideen, with the leader of the ones who believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none other than the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, and then the rest of the messengers. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةِ الرَّسُولَ أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. We sent amongst every people, every nation, a messenger telling his people only to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from anything that is worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.